Welcome to our Big Brothers Big Sisters orientation session. I'm always amazed by how many people are motivated to make a difference in the lives of youth. As an official representative of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Australia, I'm honoured to have the opportunity to speak with you about the amazing work that our organisation's been doing for the past 10 years in almost every major city in the country.
Pardon me, but I thought that Big Brothers Big Sisters was founded in the early 1900s.
Well, you are right about that. But you are talking about Big Brothers Big Sisters New York City in America. That was the first of what's now become an international movement. The New York City group was formed in 1904 when a man named Ernest Coltier, a court clerk, noticed how many young boys were coming through the courtroom. He rallied volunteers to help steer the lads in the right direction. At first, the focus was only on young boys, so they called the movement Big Brothers. Big Sisters wasn't founded until 1970, and the groups worked independently until, around 1977, I think. That's right about when they joined forces to become Big Brothers Big Sisters of America.
Ah, all right. That makes more sense.
And Australia joined the party in 2002. Now, as I've already mentioned, the founding idea of the organisation was to pair adult mentors up with struggling young people. Most of these youth were in quite dire situations, with dysfunctional home lives and surrounded by poverty and crime. Coltier's thought was that if these kids just had someone to support them and keep them on track, they might not end up falling into negative behaviours that would severely impact the rest of their lives. And he was right. Since its beginnings, Big Brothers Big Sisters has offered support around 270,000 kids across the world. 13 countries now have their own version of the organisation.
I get the general concept, but I guess I'm not so clear on what exactly the program offers.
Good question. First of all, there's the standard mentorship program that matches adult volunteers with kids who are in need of guidance and support. The kids are identified by the local authorities, a concerned community member, a caregiver, or even a teacher. They call us and we have them meet an adult of the same gender from our volunteer roster. If they get along, then we go on to schedule weekly visits of about 3 hours each. Our staff member oversees the mentorship and is available for advice or to resolve conflicts.
How old are the kids that participate in that program usually?
Anywhere from about, 10 to 17. I'd say most of the youth we work with are in their teenage years, 13 to 17.
I see.
We also have a new program that we are really excited about. It's called the In-School Mentorship Program. As the name suggests, mentors will actually be going to the schools to help out young students who are not doing well with their studies. Well, it's not like mentors will sit in the classrooms or anything, but they'll get to meet with the students in a private area so as not to, you know, embarrass them or anything. But because the mentors will be at a public school, there are more restrictions on who can volunteer. So, for example, you can't be a mentor in this program if you have a criminal record of any sorts. Also, you'll need to go through a full police background check and a review by the local school board before you are approved.
That sounds really interesting to me. What's the time commitment?
Ideally, we'd like mentors to visit the students 2 or 3 times a week to help with homework, talk about their problems, or whatever else the kids need. So I guess that's about a 3 or 4 hour commitment per week.
I thought the visits were 3 hours each.
Not the in-school ones. The kids can't be away from class that long. They get 1 hour to 1.5 hours each session.
Well, I'm definitely interested. How do we sign up?
I was just going to explain that.